What's up, people? It's your favorite girl, Tolu of God. Welcome to Mind Recovery Space Podcast. And of course, it's your favorite show, your favorite segment, your favorite episode. I day my day, minding my business, protecting my peace. And I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. If it has been a blessing to you in particular, I want you to give this our podcast a thumbs up and share with people that it can also be a help and a blessing to. Alright, so that being said, last week we talked about how to persevere and endure difficult situations, and I gave us different tips on how we can cope with difficult challenges. If you have not listened to the previous episode, I will implore you to please go listen to it. There is a lot to be learned in that particular podcast. Okay, moving forward to today's episode. Guys, actually this particular episode, I'm just gonna be, you know, saying some things that are kind of personal to me, basically. Yeah, I'm just gonna be saying some things that are personal to me, and my experience and how I deal with life issues. And that is why the topic of this episode is I day my day, minding my business, protecting my peace. That means everyday activities of our life will be one of those things that we'll be discussing in this episode and subsequent episode. So basically, yeah, I personally just I used to have issues, and I feel like if you're in this world and you don't have issues, like, you're not living. There will always be issues here and there. But one of the things that has helped me over the weeks is being able to keep quiet when it's necessary and ignore where it's necessary. So today we are talking about when to keep quiet and let go. Okay, so there are some situations that might pop up, or that might surface in your place of work, probably your family or anywhere you find yourself, and those situations like wants you to react or respond in a certain way. But there is a particular law that says that whenever you react in an unexpected way, you get a very, very, very bad result. But there are some times that you have to use something like an opposite reaction. So where you expected to react, you keep quiet and let go, and that you get the most desired result. Why? Because most of the time when people generally want to infuriate you, want to get you angry, want to get on your nerves consistently, they want you to retaliate. They want to provoke you to doing something that's against your will. They want to provoke you to do things that normally you would not do. So basically, yeah, when you are in that situation, this is what works for you. This is when you now say, okay, I have to keep quiet in this situation and let it go. I have to just, no, this is not time to talk. Especially if you're a couple, you're married, and your wife just keep doing some things. She might not be doing intentionally, but to you, it's getting to you, and you're like, what is going on with this person? So basically, yeah, you want to, your natural self wants to retaliate and be like, are you okay? Why do you keep doing this? And all that. But there are some times I just have to keep quiet and just let go. Like, let go of the emotion. There was a particular video I saw of Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, where he explained perspective. That when someone, is trying to communicate to you and just tell you waka, and it tells you waka, and to an African man, if you say waka to an African man, that means, your father. But if you say waka to an American man, he might say waka back. He might not interpret it as being that you are abusing his or her father. He might just see it as maybe you are greeting him, because he does not know the meaning of waka. And so he or she would attach the meaning that comes to his head naturally. So basically, yeah, there are some people that slap to greet. In some African countries, you slap them to greet. Yeah? But in Nigeria, if you're in Nigeria, if they slap you, you slap your own back and start fighting.
That is perception. So basically, when people do something that naturally would infuriate you, probably you should attach another meaning to it so that you can react differently. It's either you react in a very subtle and nice way, or you just let go. You know, you don't bust out, you don't talk too much, you don't yell. You understand? So there are some times that there is this adage that says that silence is golden. Silence is wisdom. There are some times that you just have to keep quiet and let whoever that is shouting or yelling just do their thing and be. I used to say this, but I know it's not good, but those people that shout the most don't have like common sense, if you agree with me. So basically, you don't want to join the person in yelling. You, both of you now become someone that does not have sense, like become foolish at the same time. So you don't want to be a foolish person, you want to be a wise person. So there are some times that it is required of you not to retaliate, not to respond. It is required for you to just, you know, keep quiet and let go. So that's it basically. And that's all about this episode of My Day, Minding My Business, Protecting My Peace. Not all, because we'll see our subsequent episodes as we proceed. I think the whole season about My Day, season one will end in the month of April. That's this month. So, and I want to say a special thank you to my one and two listeners that is always coming here to listen to me. I see you and I love you so much. And the reason why I'm coming here every day to talk. And please do what to encourage me by sharing my podcast. You can just share to whatever platform you are led to. It will really help me to do even more. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Till I come your way again next week. Have a blessed and a wonderful week. I love you guys so much. It's your girl, Tolu Ogun. Bye-bye.